It's time for Fun with Country Music.
Country music? It is. This is our wildly popular segment that started, I don't know, a year ago? Year and a half ago?
Been a while.
Yeah, not sure how long we've been doing it. In which we analyze the genre known as bro country. Now look, 2 weeks ago, and we do this, I don't know, once a month, something like that. So 2 or 3 weeks ago, we ended up playing a Luke Bryan song. And to me, we kind of felt like this thing was going in the wrong direction. And what I mean by that is that we're running out of material because bro country's kind of going away. And they know that the backlash is so heavy that they can't, that can't be a revenue stream that's going to be there for them for the next decade. So they're kind of scaling back on it. But Luke Bryan, man, he came back in a kick-ass way because that song was incredible. It was classic Luke Bryan.
I know, and he said that he wasn't going to do that, that he wanted to get back to the roots of country.
Right.
No.
But he didn't.
No.
But then some people will introduce
I do know
us.
That I don't hear it walking around these halls much anymore.
No, you don't.
There was a time some months back when that was about all you heard.
But you know how you a lot of people don't know about Bob Dylan, and they'll go back and they'll discover Bob Dylan or Neil Young, and they'll be like, wow, this is really cool. Well, that's the best part about Fun with Country Music, is discovering these guys that tried to glom on to that movement.
Yeah.
It may have worked.
They didn't quite make it as big.
Yeah,
it was, they were kind of the also-rans.
Right.
The posers of the genre.
Yeah, the second tier.
But man, God bless them because they effing tried. They gave it their best shot. And I don't know if this guy...
I mean, for every Def Leppard out there, there's a Crocus.
That's true.
That just kind of did okay.
Right. They tried.
They did.
Poor Crocus.
I know.
I like Crocus.
So when it comes to bro country, there, of course, are the same elements in every song that we highlighted, which are truck, girl, beer, and or liquor, farm equipment, mud, and or dust, you take your pick, a rural setting of some sort, like a river,
a creek,
or a holler, or something like that, jeans, boots, guns, And
if all else fails,
well,
play the God card or the troops card.
Jesus and tobacco. Not combining those, because I don't think Jesus dipped.
That
we know of.
Might have.
That we know of.
Jesus loved to party, but he died for our sins.
I've been thinking about this, and I think there's one more we need to add.
What's that?
Climate.
Like hotter than a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Some reference to climate.
But it's always going to be hot, right?
Yeah, it's usually hot.
Yeah. They don't like... The bro country, they don't like...
They don't like cold because, see, girls have to dress up.
Yeah, they have to dress in their bikinis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There aren't many bro country songs set in, like, Lake Minnetonka or something like that.
No, there's not. There's not. But they always let you know that it is hot.
Yes. So one of the cats that we weren't familiar with, and thanks to many people for sending us just little things here and there.
This one came from Amy over at The Observer. She's the one that turned me on to this.
The great Justin Moore.
Wow.
Again, I don't know.
You can't say enough about him.
I'm not sure if Justin Moore is one of those guys that's on the cutting edge of country music. I've not heard of him. I don't know.
I want to fight him.
But I know, well, yeah, it'd be great to, he would kill you.
I know. He'd murder me, but I might get one punch.
He would stick a deer hoof up your hiney and you would die because of that.
He's never even seen a deer.
So Justin Moore.
What? What do you mean? He sings about it.
Yeah.
Justin Moore had a whole album dedicated to this, in which the titles of his albums were, or the titles of his songs within this album were just so incredibly simple and wonderful.
He's not shrouded in poetry at all. He's
no.
getting right to the damn point.
No.
Is the album called Deer Hoof?
Deer Hoof.
Hoof.
Yeah. Hoof.
Hoof?
Yeah.
Rough.
I'm not going to fight you over your double
and
O
Deer
pronunciation.
Deer Hoof is an actual band.
It is.
Oh,
it is? And they're good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
The one song that we would like to introduce you to, and you could pick any song on the record, but we will focus today on the Justin Moore classic, Backwoods.
Okay.
Which, again, in the title...
You already get to make one check mark.
Yes, you already do it. we could focus on his hit Beer Time.
Yes.
Which, again, before you play the song, you put a check down.
Yeah, there's one
for hitting
already.
The mark.
Here's another one. Flying down a back road. Let's not leave out Bait a Hook. And then the ever popular Bed of My Chevy. The titles.
Yes. That's why he's awesome.
So he's ahead of the game before he even starts.
No doubt.
He really is. All right, let's focus on Backwoods. Here is Justin Moore, and yeah, maybe we'll stop it. Just give it some time. We'll stop it when you hear one of the seven tenets here, one of the ten tenets. Backwoods.
I think there's some stick spinning going on.
Rifle and a gun.
Well, no, rifle and a gun rack.
It's the first word.
Right.
Not only the title of Backwoods, the first word out of his mouth is rifle.
Rifle.
That's the first word. And then the little, what is that, a conjunction of and.
A gun rack.
And a gun rack. So two of the first three words.
Not a rifle, just rifle.
Rifle. Yeah, rifle.
You think Jimmy Webb ever started off one of his classic songs with the word rifle?
I drove bus.
No.
I'm going to say no to that.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass, blood knife on my belt, ain't no lamp for sale.
He's so country, he's almost British.
It's too bad. It's
like, I can hardly understand
No,
him.
You can't understand it. What did he say there?
I don't know, but I think he hit like seven of them. But I don't know. Something on his belt loop or something?
What's this called? Backwoods?
Yes.
Hanging in the back glass.
Okay, hanging in the back glass. So rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass.
Mm-hmm.
I got that much.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass. Buck knife on my belt.
Buck knife
on my belt.
Okay. All right, so there's knife.
Yeah.
Ain't no lamp for sale.
Ain't no what?
Ain't no lamp, land for sale?
Land for sale.
Oh, okay.
What does that have to do with anything? All right, we'll move on.
Lamp for sale. Round hill. Round hill. Red clay country mud.
Red clay country. I couldn't
mud.
Even stop it fast enough.
Yeah, I know.
Because he gets to country mud. Red clay and country mud. Is there any chance when he mentions red clay that he's mentioning the red clay of Roland Garros for the French Open? Is he into tennis, Mike?
No, he's mentioning the red clay of Lubbock.
He is? Okay.
Red clay country mud, sipping on a cold bud.
Beer. All right,
there's your beer.
Beer.
These things give me such a headache because
I can't keep up. I know.
He's so good, you can't even count that fast.
Clay country mud, sipping on a cold bud, blue tick coon hound.
Dog?
Which
critter?
Includes a critter, blue. The most stereotypical
the blue tick.
Country dog ever. Blue tick coon hound.
I guess nothing rhymes with dachshund.
Right. Little old Sharpay. Poodle with a cool cut. No, it's blue tick.
Blue tick coonhound. You know where I found out in the backwoods down in the holler.
Holler.
Kentucky.
Yes,
yeah,
you're down
the holler.
In the holler.
In the backwoods, working hard for a dollar in the backwoods. Yeah, we get it done right. Work hard, play hard, hold my baby tight. Lordy have mercy, it's a real good life in the backwoods.
No, it's not.
It's awful in the backwoods. You
don't want to live. It's not a real good life in the backwoods.
No, with the ticks and the chiggers.
The stickers.
The snakes.
Goat heads.
Yes. You know what he's describing? A Klan rally. That's what's going on here. That's what this sounds
what
like.
What he's describing is a scene that everybody in it is trying to get out of.
Right. And the video is hilarious. So much moonshine. Like, people like that. Girls. Girls in bikinis are drinking moonshine in the backwoods mm-hmm. with the poison oak.
Yeah.
With all the critters.
Yes.
Because that's what they want to do. hey, do you want a Coors Light? No. Do you have any moonshine?
It's so delicious.
It's yummy. God bless.
Preacher's daughter couldn't get hotter, floating that river on an inner tube with her.
Oh, river.
Oh boy. Preacher's daughter
couldn't get hotter.
Yeah.
Floating that river on an inner tube with her.
This is incredible.
So he stole the preacher's daughter.
Yeah.
He's got her.
Yeah.
He's got that preacher's
and
daughter.
You know about those preacher's daughters,
mm-hmm.
Corby.
Yeah. They love nothing more than getting on a river and floating down it on a tube.
And eating rattlesnake.
Right. Couldn't get hotter, floating that river on an inner tube with her. Splash.
Oh, die. Die.
Splash.
Splash.
35 and a lift kit. House.
Oh, my God.
35s and a lift kit. That's a, is that a
What's
wheel?
That?
Is that
That's
a wheel?
Wheels and big shocks that make your truck real high up.
Right.
So you don't get stuck.
It's so you can fit more people in the clan in the back of your truck
right.
to go out to the backwoods.
Can you get it? Ain't that just my luck? Where's the chain I'm stuck? Out in the backwoods.
What? Where's the chain
yeah.
I'm stuck?
He, yes. he needs
He's
a
stuck
chain.
In the mud.
That's too bad. Looks like you'll have to stay longer in the backwoods where it's fun.
Hey.
Why would you want to leave?
It's a real good life.
It really
yeah, that's where
is.
He wants to be anyway.
Out in the backwoods, working hard for a dollar in the backwoods. Yeah, we get it done right. Work hard, play hard, hold my baby tight. Lordy have mercy, it's a real good life in the backwoods.
It's a life. It, like the whole life back there. Schools,
mm-hmm.
office buildings. Everything you need is in the backwoods.
I think there's probably some homeschooling going on in the backwoods.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe a few few kids playing the banjo that don't quite look right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, what are they going to do?
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys.
Okay.
You tell me, will there be a guitar solo from Yngwie Malmsteen?
It'll be either him or Steve Vai. Will mm-hmm. show up and play a metal guitar solo. It will. I've never heard this song.
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind, it will break down
uh-huh.
and get kind of quiet, and then they'll ramp back up real big and hit the chorus, and then it'll be over.
It's a real good life in the backwoods.
Hey, man, do that. Do that Led Zeppelin thing on the drums, okay?
All right.
Can you imagine these ass cheeks during the recording session? Man, that was killer.
No.
Dude, that was great. That thing you did, that breakdown, that's so Bonham. Man. Man, it's... We're so, this sounds kick-ass session, man.
I love
Dude,
this guy.
You flip and rip that guitar solo, man. You crushed it, bro.
This guy
Dude.
Is awesome. We need more. There is more.
Can you imagine hanging out with this guy?
No. No, Danny, I couldn't.
Man.
I probably won't either. I doubt that I'll run into him.
Dude, you killed that synth bass line. That was great.
Well, there it is, Justin Moore with Backwoods.
Real quick.
Good work.
Yeah.
Here's your rundown. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Backwoods, rifle, gun rack, buck knife, red clay, country mud, cold bud, blue tick, coonhound, holler, preacher's daughter, river, inner tube, 35s, and lift kit.
Well done.
That is a masterpiece.
Well
yeah,
done.
That really is. And we haven't had 35s in the lift kit.
Oh, yeah,
reference.
We have.
We have?
Oh, yeah. That's a very popular crutch phrase. In the world of douche music.
Yeah, I think Florida Georgia Line uses lift
yep.
kit, right?
Yeah,
oh, they
roll,
did?
We use rolling on 35s.
That's right.
Yep,
that's
remember
right.
in the cruise song?
Yes, that's right.
Damn.
Crushing it.